You're listening to the extraordinary piece by Bruch. It's the Kol Nidre, if you recognize it, and if you don't. And you're hearing it live in the KMUN studio by Dylan Morrow. And he's going to keep playing while I introduce Wilma. Well, I think what I want to do is give you an opportunity. Bring the mic. We have two extraordinary musicians in the room. I'm just kind of blown away. The second person is Audrey Cherugino. And while Audrey keeps playing, you'll find out why in a second. But for now, I just want to welcome you to Arts Live and Local, KMUN, Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook, Carol here. Very happy to be here. It's an all-music show. Except these may be the only live ones. So I'm dedicating this show to all the young people in the world who should have the opportunities that these two young people have been given and have taken and worked very hard until they've come to this level. And you're going to meet them both in a minute, and their chaperone as well. But what a mechaya, what a miracle, what a wonderful thing. And what it would be like in this world if all children were given an opportunity to express themselves through the arts. We're lucky in Astoria. Astoria High School has a fantastic music program, and so do many of the schools around here. But many have been cut because the arts is the first thing to go when people complain there isn't enough money, because it has to go to war. So I usually wear my button that says no war. Pick art instead. Not wearing it today, but you get the idea. Today is the 81st anniversary of D-Day, Normandy. And that was supposed to end fascism. I'll leave it at that. I want to say a fond farewell to Rainer. And a huge mazel tov, congratulations to a few people, to Tara and Jay in Philadelphia, who got married yesterday, and the wedding is 3 days, and I'm not there, but I am in spirit. And to a couple of special graduates, there are many, many graduates. Are you two seniors? Holy cow. I've got two of them in the room, too. So, congratulations to them and to Anais Holen, also Astoria High School. And then, from my heart, to Lena Zahara Bauer, who's graduating from Olympia High School. That's my granddaughter. Wow. They sure grow up fast. And how do they grow up? Well, they have birthdays, so we're wishing a happy 8th birthday to Max, and a little more than that to Spud Siegel, to Neville Elms, Cat Clare, all four of them have a birthday today. And tomorrow to Ann Robin Dott, and remembering Chuck McLaughlin, it would have been his 97th birthday. And coming up Wednesday, Dinah. Happy birthday, Dinah, at Kala. We'll be talking about that. And to my dad and Ann Goldeen, two other people we miss. And then Thursday, Renee Fruitt, a very happy birthday to you all. And to you out there, if you have a birthday sometime in the next 365 days. Okay, enough talk. Well, enough of that talk. I'll introduce formally my guests. Dylan Morrow opened us with... Dylan, tell us what you were playing, please.
I was playing the piece Kol Nidre by Max Bruch.
And how did that happen, that you chose that piece? Ooh.
I chose it largely from the recommendation of my teacher, Judy Woodward, who also plays in the North Oregon Coast Symphony. But I don't know, I just think it is a wonderful piece, and I really love how Max Bruch took like these Jewish melodies, and because Kol Nidre is originally a Jewish melody that's sung on Yom Kippur.
Correct.
And Max Bruch took them and put them into his own piece.
Yeah, beautiful rendition.
Yeah, for cello and orchestra.
So Judy suggested it, you heard it, and you said, oh yeah. Is that how it went?
Yeah, I mean...
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because it's not exactly everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah. I mean, she gave me a lot of choices when we were looking for a new piece to work on together. And this one really just stuck with me. It's
nice.
The emotion.
Yeah. Well, bravo. And you played it. What was that? It was at the Charlene Larson Center. Oh, it was senior project.
Yes, it was
Ian McCone's.
Yes,
senior project. Right, that was terrific. And my other guest, Audrey Cherokina, also played at that performance. It was an amazing evening. All of these, I don't even remember. Was it evening or afternoon? It was just fantastic. All these high school students playing beautifully and playing together, and including Ian, who hosted it, and they obviously enjoy each other as well. So that helps. So Audrey, you're playing the violin. How long have you been playing?
I started playing when I was 4 years old, so about 14 years.
How did that happen?
Well, I think we have, there's a bunch of different stories that go around. I remember one of my dad's students played the violin, so I remember watching her and just thinking that she was really cool, and I wanted to do that. And my parents say I also took inspiration from Celtic Woman. They're a group that they also play the violin.
Okay. Different kind. Do you play all kinds of music on the violin? Or mostly classical or what?
A lot of different ones. I've was trained on the Suzuki method, but I've also played like traditional church hymns and other like classical pieces as well as modern.
What about square dance?
I have not tried that one yet, but
okay. Yeah. See, there's room to grow, and I'm gonna be checking back with you, Dylan, on your history with the cello. Dylan's nice and tall. It's really kind of sweet to see this. The third person in the studio is a regular, and she's the impetus here. That's Betsy Ellerbrook, who, what is your position at North Oregon Coast Symphony?
Well, first of all, Carol, thanks for letting us come today. It's really great to hear them on the radio.
Absolutely.
My position first is a violist, and
right.
Second, I'm the
secretary
on the Knox board.
Yeah. Okay. So. I like your priorities.
For sure.
That's perfect. Exactly. Are there other high school students in Knox, this orchestra?
One other one. Jackson Brim has joined us. Yeah.
Okay.
Is he a senior?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay. So what happens next year,
Well,
Betsy?
I know we need that. That's a great question,
you
Carol.
Get out
we
there
need
and
to
hustle.
Recruit some more students, and we've certainly enjoyed all of the high mm-hmm. school students that we've had in the past. And I don't know if you know, but we both Dylan and Audrey are scholarship recipients. In 2006, our board decided to set up the Sandra Stromquist Memorial Scholarship Fund in honor of Sandra. She was string teacher in the Astoria School District for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so these two young people are the 25th and 26th recipients that...
Nice.
We have given scholarships.
Now, is that for going forward?
Yes, and they don't have to be necessarily studying music, although mm-hmm. I think both of you are. But it will hopefully help a little bit with their tuition and that kind of thing. And,
absolutely. All the scholarships you can get. Bravo.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm just going to give a quickie on this. They're here. The excuse for them being here, I love that they're here. Is that the North Oregon Coast Symphony, not to be confused with all of the other North Coast, this, that, and the other. Just call them, don't tell them I said this, but I call them Knox, because that's how I remember. North Oregon Coast Symphony has two concerts this month, Echoes of the New World. The first one is Saturday the 14th, that's a week from tomorrow, at the Nehalem Elementary School. And the second one is Sunday the 15th in Astoria at the Charlene Larson Center for the Performing Arts, a.k.a. the PAC. And both concerts are at 3 p.m. And as you hear all the time here, KMUN.org gets you all the information you need. If you need more, tells you where to go. So, Dylan, let me come back to you and check in. What was your experience? Did you start on the cello? No.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. How old were you?
Not
four.
No. I began on the cello in sixth grade when everyone in my school was required to choose an instrument.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where were you in school?
Here in Astoria High School. So we had the choice between, band, orchestra, or choir. I suppose not necessarily required to choose an instrument for choir, but required to do something musical.
Wonderful. Is that still the case? Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good for Astoria High School. Kudos. So did you choose, or did somebody tell you they needed a cello player?
it was ultimately my decision to choose cello. I was very indecisive. I thought about saxophone for a little bit, and a lot of other instruments that are very far from cello.
So, what do you think gave the cello the leg up here?
I think it was my mom. My mom also plays cello, and she actually plays in a couple of groups. She plays in the Columbia River Symphony, and she played in the Nutcracker last December.
And what all three of these groups have in common is the conductor. And that would be Corey Peterson. So,
Carol, one more thing. Dylan also has learned flute. Was it just this year?
Ooh.
Yes, yeah.
So you're going back to the using the mouth one.
He plays in the band.
I gave it a go.
That's great. Now, are you going to college next year, or you can work?
Yeah, I'm gonna attend the University of Oregon next year, and I am currently my plan is to go for a music major in performance.
Whoa! So. Wait a second. You started playing music in sixth grade, and that's it. You said, this is what I want to do. Of course, you do have a musical family. That helps.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fabulous. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. Good luck, too. Audrey, first tell us, what were you playing? What was the piece?
That was the beginning of my solo in Invicta by Soon-Hee Newbold.
And whose choice was that?
Well,
how did you get that?
My strings director at the high school, Angela Peterson, gave it to me at the end of last school year and said, we're going to do this next year and I want you to be the soloist. So I spent all summer doing lessons with Karma Heard about it and just working on it my own. And then they introduced it this season to the Northern Coast Symphony concert too. So that was cool.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, it's quite exciting to hear you two. I mean, that was just gorgeous. Are you going on next year?
Yes, I'm going to attend George Fox University.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to major in music, but I am going to minor in music and also play in their symphony they have there.
I'm delighted to hear they have a symphony.
Thank you.
Would you have gone there if they didn't offer music?
I'm not sure. I didn't. That wasn't like the first thing that drew me to it, but it was definitely one of my. It's one of my greatest passions. So, it would have been hard to go somewhere, without a symphony.
I that just popped into my head the way you put it, and I thought, that's why it's so important to keep this chain going.
Yeah.
So, what do we need to know about the performance? Betsy, you want to give us a quick
one? Yes. Besides the Soon-Hee Newbold piece, Invicta, that Audrey is going to be the soloist for, and the Max Bruch Kol Nidre with Dylan, we're also going to play a Strauss Emperor Waltz, and then we're going to do Antonin Dvorak's Symphony No. 9, also known as From the New World, which many people will recognize.
And that's the name of the concert, is
yeah.
it? Yeah. Okay.
So it's exciting. We've got lots of music.
And how many folks in the North Oregon Coast Symphony?
Oh, gosh, at this count, I think we have over 40.
Okay.
So
that's a good size.
It is. We need a couple younger people to join us, quite a few next year to fill the holes. But it's good. We're really excited about how much the group has grown this year, both quality-wise and also our numbers. So,
nice.
Looking forward.
So, again, the concerts are next Saturday, the 14th, at Nehalem Elementary School, and Sunday at the Larson Center on 16th and Franklin in Astoria. Both are at 3 o'clock. We don't give prices, but do people need to get tickets in advance? Or
For the pack, I believe that you can get them online ahead of time.
Yeah.
And in Nehalem, it's cash or check only, and you can pay at the door.
Okay.
Yeah, and kids 18 and under are free.
Oh, both places.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, so make it a family event, and especially since we have two young soloists. I would love to hear, I didn't warn you of this, but anything else you would like to tell folks, either about what I have one last question. Why, especially Dylan, since you are focusing on music, what is it that music does for you?
Oh boy.
Sorry.
I warned you.
It's okay. That's a large question, but I mean, my mind is immediately drawn to the many quotes. I can't like put a specific name to one, but like a lot of people say like music can say things that words can't. And music is just another way of human expression, really. I don't know, it's just one that really resonated with me.
So do you agree, both of you, with what I said? Wouldn't it be nice, but shouldn't it be that every young person, that they don't have to do it, but that they have the opportunity to express themselves, apropos of what you were saying, in some form of art, including music? Would you agree with that statement? Not to put you on the spot or anything, but you're on the spot.
Yeah, I'd say I agree. I think art is super important for just being a human, really.
Yeah, that is perfect. That's a perfect quote, actually. And Audrey, who grew up in an art family as well, different art forms, but what about...
I definitely agree with that. I think that's why it's so cool that, like, as Dylan was saying, the middle school, like, and in the Astoria School District, you have to do something musical.
Yeah, I did not know that. I love it.
I think that's really cool, and I think it can open a lot of, like, new doors in someone's life that maybe they didn't know, like, existed.
Good point. It does Angela Calvin Peterson teach at both schools?
Yes.
Middle
she,
school
yeah.
and high mm-hmm. school. Strings.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, you are certainly a tribute to your teachers, my guests, in addition to Betsy Ellerbrook, we have Audrey Cherugino and Dylan Morrow. Audrey on violin, Dylan on cello, and I am delighted. I'm going to let Dylan go because he's got to haul the cello out. I'm going to ask Audrey, is there something else you could play for us? Or even the same thing, play on the violin while I get the next guests ready to come in.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Go for it. Thank you so
not
much,
to be on the spot,
Dylan.
But that's important.
Okay.
It's not going
to
be the same thing, though.
Okay, that's just fine. Okay. Was that, please?
I was part of the mariachi piece that we played in orchestra. I think that was Las Golondrinas. No, that was La Valentina, sorry.
Good for you. These kids, not only are they excellent musicians, but they think on their feet or on their bottoms. I'm not sure because they were both sitting. But nobody gets questions in advance on this show. So thank you for being such fantastic guests.
Thank you,
Audrey Cherokino and Dylan Morrow with Betsy Ellerbrook. And this is KMUN.org, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. And I've got some music from Barbara Ann Gaidosh. And then stay tuned for my next guest. You guessed it.
I'm sitting here drinking, thinking about you and all those times when you were wasted and you said you loved me true. I was shy and you smiled. I touched your hand and you were like no other man. Well, I'm sitting here drinking, thinking about you and all those times when we were wasted, when we thought we loved each other true. Well, we tried and you lied, then I cried and I was blue over you.
She is sitting here, actually. Barbara Ann Gaidosh is here with me in the studio, and she's...
That's New Beginnings.
Handed me the album, and that...
CD.
That piece is called New Beginnings? That
No,
okay.
That's,
what was that?
It's called Blue Over You.
Blue Over You.
And
okay.
Chris McNary was in the studio with me and playing the harmonica.
Very nice. Very nice. Barbara Ann is here because she and Chris McNeary and Neil Carroll.
Niall.
Niall. Oh, God, he's going to kill me.
I know. He will, Carol.
I know. Niall is one of our KMUN volunteers.
He reminded me of that.
I've known him for years, but I know someone else who spells their name that way, and I've known him for 40 years, so it's tricky. Niall Carroll. And the three of them are going to be featured at Kala on Sunday, the 15th,
next Sunday. Set
from 7 to 9 p.m. That's a week from this Sunday. And Barbara Ann is also going to tell us a little bit about festival coming up next year. But right now, this is a great photograph, too, of the three.
Thank you. A friend of mine did that, and then Dinah. From Hipfish did that little, and she's got it all over town too, so.
It's terrific. I love it. So Oregon, it's not just Barbara Ann. It's Barbara Ann, Oregon folk singer. That's how you find her. Stories and songs. So how did this come about? You've been playing all over the place. I don't know when you have time to even put.
I'm trying not to get old, Carol.
Well, it's working, Barbara.
I hadn't met Dinah. Dinah, I'm talking from, she does Hipfish and
Dinah Urell, right?
Kala.
Yes.
And anyway, we were talking, I was kidding with her several months ago about playing there maybe. And she said, I want to get, because I do folk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she wanted to present, because they like to present different.
Right.
And I wasn't sure, and so this all came about, and then I asked her, I said, can I bring Niall and Chris? Because I play with both of them separately sometimes, and they're both, Niall's a great lead player, Chris is a good
harmonica. Well, they're just good musicians.
Right, absolutely.
And so we did it. And we'll see how it goes. I'm a little
nervous.
Have
the three of you ever played together before?
Oh, yeah, we play all the time.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I have bookings just with Chris. We play all over. Right. And then I play with just Niall. And, of course, I do solo myself,
right, but have the three of you played together?
Only a few times.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
I'm sure it's going to be terrific. As long as the guys like each other. I don't know. Do they know each other?
I'll be in the middle, so they'll be fine.
They'll be fine. Okay. And what are you going to be singing? What kind of
Well, she wanted me to push, because as you know, I have three CDs. I do a lot of original. I'll do some of my original stuff, and then we are known for doing a lot of 60s and 70s
covers.
Mm-hmm. And we do it great, harmony and all that stuff. So we'll be doing a lot of that. Chris has some CD or some originals too, and Niall has some stuff to do. So it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time because we all need that these days.
Absolutely. And all of you are excellent musicians, and bringing it together will be a great show for all of us in the audience.
It should be. Yeah, it should be.
Now, this business of you running around playing music, leading folk jams, all kinds of things. What's going on?
I wanted to make a difference. You know, I've been in Astoria for 35 plus years, but born and raised in Oregon. And I always went to the Sisters Folk Festival and also Spokane. My music's been there. And I thought we needed a folk festival on the coast. So next year, we finally got it. We're working on it. It'll be May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 2026. We do have a website. It's coming together. I'll send you the info on that. And we're also going to try to make it a joint event with Long Beach and Carla Curtis, who owns North Beach Tavern, which I play in Long Beach a lot too. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be combined. And then Jennifer Nightingale got a hold of me. We're going to incorporate the poets too.
Oh,
it's going to be really good. Lots of venues, 3 days.
Have you ever done this before?
Not here. No.
You organize?
I worked with sisters in the early days and did some things, but no, this is like my bucket list, and I thought, we can do this.
Good for you.
And as the other people on the committee, some of them, Terry Robinette too, is working a little bit, but it's my vision.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's all going to work out, right?
I'm sure it is. You've got the passion, and in the last few years, you've made a tremendous number of connections.
I have a lot of fans on the North Coast and in Washington, but you guys you've had me on the show many times.
Yeah.
I've played with John Orr. I've played with so many musicians here.
Right. And in so many different venues.
That's
as
correct.
Well.
And I love people. You know that.
Yeah. Yep.
In fact, I'll be at Klaskanine Market next week.
Oh, that's where we met.
That's where we met. And what was my name then?
I'm not going to say it. I remember well.
I always tell that story sometimes. But anyway, the other thing real quick, because I know you're on limited time. Bless her heart, Rebecca Kraft finally retired. And I miss her dearly. But we have Brian and Donna who bought Winecraft. And it's really coming together. Everything is and new things. And they want to keep the
arts going.
And I love it. So it's a good place. This is going to be a busy weekend. I'm over at Vineside on Pier 39 right after this. I'm heading over
today.
There. The Goonies.
Okay.
Yes. And then
it's Goonies weekend.
It's Goonies weekend. And then Sunday we have the Sunday Nostalgia, which I still continue by. It'll be outside. And I imagine this is going to be very busy.
Where is that going to be?
It's on Pier 11 right by Winecraft.
Okay.
And we've got things set up. You know, okay. So
are they keeping the name Winecraft?
Yes, they are.
Okay, because it came from Rebecca Kraft.
Correct.
Wine Bar. Mm-hmm. And it's on 11th and the water, basically.
Can't miss it because it's right by Treasure Alley and Pier 11 and all that.
And then, you keep very busy. And
I do.
What about putting out new albums?
I'm just about done. and Dave Gager is the one that did.
Oh, yeah. You know,
and that, he's not doing that anymore, but there's other people around. I do need to do another CD, and it will be out in the next few months.
Good.
And this one, I've written, the world, I shouldn't say, but the world has changed. You're going to find a little bit different flavor in this. It's good, but mm-hmm. it's not all the relationship thing, you know, that I always mm-hmm. write about.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's relationships, but
it is, but
beyond the personal.
I care about people.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm still singing.
Yeah.
And the young crowd, like, I have a lot of people.
And Barbara, when did you start, Barbara Ann? When did you start making music?
1968, I was picked up by an agent in Salem. Within 6 months, an agency from Portland. I was going up and down the coffee houses.
Right.
And those, I was doing them, you know.
Barbara Ann is almost, not quite, almost as old as I am. So I think it's fabulous.
And we look how young we look.
But it's wonderful that you are moving ahead on your dreams and making, you're in the right place. This community appreciates.
They do.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful community. And I want to thank, on behalf of all the musicians I talked to, we appreciate you. And I listened to John, was it John yesterday on the folk?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you guys, KMUN is such a great station.
And we didn't pay her to say that. So, okay, let's run through it one more time, folks. It is a week from this Sunday, Sunday, June 15th, 7 p.m. at Kala Performance Space. That's 1017 Marine Drive. There's a full bar.
And they need tickets, so they better go on that. There's a website.
It's Kala Astoria. Yes, there are two A's in the middle. Kala means fish, and it's kalaastoria.com. And it's a beautiful little venue. Small, though. So get your tickets. And there's so much going on in this town.
It's going to be special.
Going to be good. Okay. Thank you so much
Thank you, Carol, for having me on.
Let me give you... Do you,
you
want
to keep? No, it's for you to just keep because I don't know if, you know. Whatever.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. I've got another guest coming in and special music for that. Let's hope this works. With thanks to Veery.
If I knew then what I know now, if I knew then you'd be here now, I'd trade the world and its gold to have and to hold the one thing in life I lost. If I knew then what I know, if I knew then what I know now, shut up,